Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, April 18th, 2022. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast subscriber and never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Matthew Robinson has loved fashion for as long as he can remember and grew up obsessed with shopping as a child. He designed his first dress at 13, designed high school classmates' prom dresses, and began his career in fashion in the fashion industry at 16, working retail for Lane Bryant, Tord, Bloomingdale's, and Saks Fifth Avenue. He studied fashion at El Camino College in Torrance, California, and earned his degree in apparel design and merchandising at San Francisco State University. In 2019, Matthew began working as an adjunct instructor at the Academy of Art University. Starting his entrepreneur designer endeavors in 2011, Matthew created one-of-a-kind pieces focusing on size inclusivity. In 2017, Matthew showed his first collection, Part One Color Block, a colorful, playful collection inspired by mid-20th century at Full Figured Fashion Week. In 2018, he showcased his second collection, which was a partnership with Dress for Success San Francisco at their annual benefit gala. Matthew is a finalist for the Cultivate Award Year 2 presented by the Curvy Fashionista and founding sponsor Eloquy, and we are so excited to have him with us today. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
I am wonderful, Shanice. How are you?
Good. So I'm so excited to speak to you because we've been following each other for a while, but just never had a chance to meet in person.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited to be here, and it's so interesting hearing like your accomplishments like said to you or like listening to them. So I'm a little giddy over here. So I'm excited to be here.
So before you even got into the fashion industry, what was your background? What were you doing?
In my head, I've always been in the fashion industry. I don't think I've ever wanted to do anything else. Before I started working retail at 16, I was just a creative kid. I sketched all the time. I liked to color and I like to watch TV, but I always knew I was going to be in fashion. I've actually, the only time I got hired for a job that wasn't somehow related to clothing, I got hired at McDonald's when I was 16. And I didn't take that job because I got hired to sell men's suits at 16.
And so you have been involved in fashion your whole life.
Yes, I completely obsessed with what I was wearing, obsessed with what other people were wearing. Just, you know, if I think about it, always looking at people's clothes and interested in fashion.
So what inspired you to become a plus size fashion designer? Because you, I don't think, are plus size, if I'm not mistaken.
I am, Shanice.
Oh, you are? I thought you were
skinny. Yeah. No, I was.
Okay.
I was skinny, but no, I've always been a big boy. I've always been, you know, my mom would buy us clothes in the Husky department at JCPenney, you know. So I've always been a big kid, and I've been a big young man, now a big man. You know, and I'm tall. People think that I'm shorter. I'm 6 feet, so I'm large. And so, but that aside, one of my first dresses that I ever made in college was a size 18. And I for this particular suit and show, you have to choose your own model, and you can pretty much choose anybody. And I saw this young woman in the quad, and I wish I remembered her name because I don't remember her name, but she was just like, she had this essence. Like, she was just, she had a big personality, she was beautiful, and she was like 6 feet tall, and she happened to be a size 18. And I was like, I'm gonna make clothes for you. And I did. And I've always believed that plus size clothes, and you know, they're often talked about as separate from the mainstream fashion industry, but they're not. And that's the philosophy I've always had. People need beautiful things, and size, you know, size is, you know, doesn't really matter.
Right. And so when you decided you wanted to be a professional designer, what was your biggest obstacle getting your brand off the ground?
I think, like many people, it's always like working capital and resources. That's always been my obstacle. But besides that, and also time, I've only ever really worked on my line full time, you know, not for a very long time. I would say like maybe 5 years. But before that, when I was making clothes, I was doing it on the weekends, and I would do it like on my days off, or I would do it at night after work. So I would say time and working capital is always, you know, has always been the biggest obstacle.
So you haven't been able to be a full-time designer yet?
I was for a little while, and then thankfully I was able to get a job when I needed to, like right before the pandemic, like maybe like 6 months before the pandemic, I got a full-time job, excuse me, and it was really out of need, and I would be very grateful to have done that, because during the pandemic, I was fortunate enough to be working the whole time. So,
right,
and I wasn't
necessarily
making clothes. Yeah, I wasn't making clothes, but I felt that I was really fortunate to have a full-time gig.
Right on time.
Right on time. Amen.
So what do you think makes your design stand out from others?
First and foremost is fit. I am a stickler for good fit and quality fabrics. And I love more luxurious things. And I think the customer that I am targeting likes more luxurious things. So I would say fit, color. I'm not afraid of trying new things. There's some things in the works. I'm not afraid of trying new silhouettes. And I don't believe that there should be any limitations on plus size fashion. So I'm always looking at more color and how I want to use the best fabric possible. And the fit is always impeccable. Even like armholes. Like I'm obsessed. Like is the armhole correct? Like, all those little things that go into making a dress, you know, make a woman feel like perfect. You know, she can just slip into it, and you're not worried about anything. That's what I'm always thinking about. So fit, the little details, all those things.
And what do you think has been some of the major accomplishments you've had so far as a designer?
I would definitely say showing at Full Figure Fashion Week in 2017. Was quite a highlight for me. It was something that I wanted to do for a while, and I finally just got the courage to do it. So that was really, really exciting, and I got to do a collection for Dress for Success for their gala. That was fantastic, and just getting to live my life as a designer is always exciting. Making things for friends, like I feel like every day I feel like is just an accomplishment, because I know that to do this is difficult, and to be able to achieve even a little bit is a big deal. So I'm grateful for those experiences.
And so, what's the size range and price point of your clothing?
So the size range is 14 to 24. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm looking to expand sizes. And I would say my price point I would say they range from like $95 to my most expensive coat, I think, is $450.
Okay. So you, I guess, would that be affordable or is that luxury?
I think it's in between. I would say it's like a contemporary price point.
Right. And
yeah,
so
it's
you
kind of in between.
And you are a finalist for the Cultivate Award Year 2 presented by the Curvy Fashionista with Eloquist founding sponsor. So how excited are you about that?
I mean, this is an accomplishment. I mean, how did I forget this, right? But this is, it's a really big deal. Like, it's amazing. And I think coming off of, you know, a hiatus, it feels great to be recognized by Eloquy and be recognized by the Curvy Fashionista. So it's just, it's so fantastic. And it's great. But, you know, the ceremony is on Saturday. So, I've been trying to, like, busy myself so I don't, like, overthink everything. So, but it's an honor and it's fantastic. And the last few weeks have just been, they've been wonderful. It feels like a new beginning.
And you said coming out of a hiatus, was that because of the pandemic or were you just on a hiatus with your brand, period?
It was both. It was before the pandemic, I had to, reassess some things. And then the pandemic happened and everybody was forced to reassess some things.
Right.
And so, yeah, it was a little while before the pandemic, but yeah, the pandemic definitely was helpful, I would say, just to kind of get some clarity, have more time to be with my thoughts and my creativity. So, yeah.
And so this competition that you're a finalist for was created specifically for Black, Indigenous, and people of color plus-size designers. Now, being a part of this demographic, do you feel there is a lack of opportunities for you in the fashion community, which is why this opportunity is so important?
I think there is definitely the opportunities are definitely different for us, for people of color, than there are for our white counterparts, and I see it daily. It's important. This competition is so important, and this award is so important because of the differences that we experience in the industry. I think things are changing, and I feel like we're in a renaissance, if you will, or if things, last year, I keep saying last year, 2020 was last year. It's not, but like 2 years ago. things really changed in the industry, and I think there is an initiative to be inclusive of Black designers and people of color. But plus size is always still kind of an outlier. So I was kind of, in a way, you have to kind of prove yourself in a way, right, to be a good designer if you do plus size. So this is a really big opportunity, and I don't take it, I don't take it lightly.
And I haven't seen any other competitions that serve this demographic, have you?
I have not. I have not. This is the only one. This is the only one, and that's why, every time I get, I always, tell Marie and the folks at Eloquy that it's so great what they're doing, to get behind the community and to help us, to share their platforms with us. It's really a big deal, and yeah, it's unique and it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Now tell us how having a capsule collection with Eloquy will be a game changer for your brand.
Oh my God. I mean, where do I begin? I mean, Eloquy is one of the, premier plus size brands, right? So that to have my name with theirs would, it'd be a dream come true, because my dream has always been to dress their daily life, and Eloquy, because they are so well known, that would happen, it would be like a dream come true. People are going to buy the clothes that I create and wear them to work. Like the idea of that is just, it makes me smile. It would be awesome. And also get to learn their process and get to be a part of that. You know, I have my own process and the way I do things, but I'm like a sponge. So getting to be in their space and talk to those designers and talk to their production team and their sourcing team and all those great things, I'd be like a kid in the candy store.
Yes, it'll be like a dream.
Yes, I would. Absolutely.
And so in addition to this competition, who are the people you're looking to collaborate with in the plus industry?
Oh, that's a great question. My short answer is anybody.
You got names, some names.
Whoever have me.
No, you ain't said that.
Can it be a celebrity? Like someone who I would like want to like collaborate with and like make clothes for?
Yeah, I mean, it could be celebrities, but then think of, you know, people who could be listening to the podcast too. So give me everybody.
The first person that comes to mind is Danielle Brooks. Like I'm obsessed with her. And like Amber Riley would love to make clothes for them and help them even create a line if that's a thing. There is Gabby Fresh. I mean, I don't know if she has any time. I would love to collaborate with Gabby Fresh. And
she was your mentor on this competition, right?
Yeah. And like an inspiration, like from far away, right? Like I never met her before, but like all the things that she's doing is great. I would love to partner with like Walmart or like a mass brand to do a plus size collection. I would love that. And I would love to help any designer that is doing that does straight sizes. I would love to help them expand to plus sizes. I'm drawing a blank. I feel like, because when I say anybody, I'm open to any opportunities, but it'd be like a full circle moment for me to do a collection with Lane Bryant, because I worked for them for like a short amount of time. So that would be good. And I want to continue working with clients. I want to meet people and help them with their wardrobes and make things for them. I would love to partner with some stylists if they're out there. I've worked with a few before. But, I'm open to opportunities.
I am, and
I try to remain, you know, I'm good with saying no. I am good with, like, reading the fine print, you know, like, contracts and things like that. And I have decent discernment, I think, but I always try not to, I always try to just remain open and see what's out there, see who approaches me. And if it's right, it's right, and if it's not, it's not. But I don't want to say no right away, because I tend to be a person of habit. Anyone. Because I think that and the reason I'm so open is that there is so much opportunity, right? There's so many customers who are hungry for more clothes, and so many customers are hungry for options. I worked for Bloomingdale's for a very long time. I think it was 10 years. And so I've always imagined my name in the store somehow. So maybe a collaboration with Bloomingdale's private label Aqua, that'd be really cool.
And something you said that stuck out to me, because you mentioned, you know, people, you know, that are large names that would lift you up. But then I think you mentioned you would be interested in working with up-and-coming designers, too, because you have knowledge that you can share with people that are just getting started, because you have some technical knowledge, too, because you were an instructor, a professor, right?
I'm still an instructor. Yeah, that's one of my part-time jobs. I'm still an instructor, and I would love that. I would definitely love that, and I get to do it, you know, from a teacher's point of view, with my students daily. But I would love to do that. I guess I could speak on this, but I think a lot of why there isn't more plus size fashion is that a lot of people who study fashion or who are interested in it or who even take a sewing class, a lot of the sewing classes are built around like straight sizes. It's mm-hmm. I've never seen a class that's four plus size fashion, right, ever. And so I would love to work with young designers who want to be inclusive but may not know how to be inclusive, or may be somewhat intimidated by having a very large size range. So I would love that, absolutely.
Well, maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to have the class or the instruction book on how to be a plus-size designer.
That's actually a really good idea, Shanice. Is this, like, do I need to give you, like, a royalty if that happens? Or are you publicly giving me this idea to use freely?
yes, go
that's
for
actually
it.
A really, that's actually a great idea. It's actually a really good idea. I don't even think that I got to research it. I don't know if there's any even like plus-size design books. That's interesting. I have to look that up. Thank you for that. I'll put that in my back pocket.
Yes. So what is the ultimate goal of your brand?
I want to be in boutiques and stores all around the world. I want customers to think of luxury and you know, easy everyday glamour when they think of me. I was asked this question before, but you know, I admire someone like Michael Kors, who creates these the most beautiful things, right, that are for everyday use. And he's made a name for himself, and he's been able to be very successful by, you know, listening to the customer and putting the customer first. And that's what my goal is. I would mostly love to be in boutiques. I've very briefly imagined having my own store. That would be nice. But having worked in retail for so long, for 20 plus years, I know what that takes. That's like maybe a long-term goal. But I just want to create collections every, you know, 2 to 3 collections a year. I want to have trunk shows all around the country, almost like a rock star or like a singing group tour. I want to take a trunk show on tour and meet customers and talk to them about clothes and get to, you know, help them select the right thing for my collection for them. So that's long term. I want to be in everybody's closet and on everybody's mind when they think about fashion.
And do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for?
Yes, I am working on a new capsule collection as we speak. I was up late last night working on what's next. It'll be a capsule collection, and the inspiration is it kind of came to me. It's this kind of these cinematic moments, a little bit of almost like, you know, when like opening sequences happen in a movie, and mm-hmm. it's almost like this like really broad shot, and they kind of pan down to this little, that kind of to the person. I was coming home from shooting the video for the Cultivate Awards. I was coming home and I was on a plane, and I was just, this popped into my mind. You know, I've never seen a plus size Bond girl or like a plus size, I don't know if you're a Hitchcock fan, but all the, you know, all the main women in the Hitchcock movies are slim and blonde. You know, why can't a plus-size woman be, you know, a secret agent or something like that? So it's kind of cinematic, a little bit like a espionage movie. Like I'm thinking like Gunpowder Milkshake or like the 355 movie. So I keep thinking to myself, what would a fabulous plus-size CIA agent wear? That's what I'm thinking. So I don't know what's going to come of that, but that's what's next.
Nice. Sounds awesome. So your clothes are sold exclusively on your website?
Yes, exclusively on my website. All the pieces that have been released thus far are all sold out. We are looking to restock some pieces, but right now everything is sold out. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing for me. Yes, more is coming. More things are coming, and everything is on my website, MatthewPaulRobinson.com.
And tell us your official social media pages so we can follow you everywhere.
So on Instagram, I'm at Matthew.Paul.Robinson. And on Facebook and Twitter, I'm at Where Matthew Paul. So WearMatthewPaul.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. We will be watching Saturday at the Cultivate Awards Year 2 and see who will be the winner of this amazing opportunity. It's happening Saturday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook Live. So good luck with that and continued success with everything you have going on.
Thank you very much. See you Saturday.
See you Saturday, and we'll be in touch, because if you get that book out, I want a shout out.
Of course. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
And thank you to my guests this evening for being on the show. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.